Should the rich pay more taxes? The idea of taxing the rich at much higher rates has recently entered the political and media sphere. There is an ongoing debate across the world about how big the tax contribution of the wealthy should be and whether it should be increased. And, more importantly, there is a whole new generation of politicians, economists and journalists that think that we need a massive transformation of our economy to deal with inequality and social unrest. A tax is a compulsory transfer of resources from the private sector to the government in order to fund various public payments. Most countries have a tax system to pay for national needs, like education, healthcare, pensions, unemployment or welfare benefits. Taxes are a vital element of a fair society because they address problems of inequality and therefore improve social cohesion. In a way, we can say that taxation is the price we pay for a civilized society. Recent data from the investment bank Credit Suisse reveals that 42 people now own the same amount of wealth as the poorest half of humanity. According to the charitable organization Oxfam, the number of billionaires has nearly doubled since the financial crisis. These and many other statistics confirm that the gap between rich and poor has reached alarming extremes. With this in mind, you could conclude that instead of an economy that works for the prosperity of all, we now have an economy that benefits a tiny percentage of very rich people. A global spider's web of tax havens and the secretive industry of tax avoidance built around it enables the world's richest individuals to hide around $7.6 trillion from society. They act technically within the boundaries of the law, although complex and expensive structures help them take advantage of legal loopholes. Many people naturally find this both unjust and unethical. With states unable to collect the revenue that is being lost through offshore tax avoidance schemes, governments are deprived of the money they need to fund public services, promote human rights, and diminish inequality. And this also undermines public confidence in the fairness of the tax system.